The grim work continues amid the wreckage of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. It's now being called Ground Zero by New Yorkers. An army of rescuers is clawing through debris, searching for anyone still alive 5 days after hijacked jetliners demolished the Twin Towers. Authorities said the passport of one of the suspected hijackers has been found near the wreckage. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani raised the number of missing to 4,972 and declared that the tragedy could be the most jarring event in American history. NPR's John Burnett reports from New York.
Rescuers are losing hope of locating any survivors, but even the grisly discoveries are considered an accomplishment. After a 20-hour shift, New York Police Detective Mario Cardona stands wearily on a side street just north of the disaster site with an American flag stuck in his hard hat.
Every time you do find a body, you know, you just hope you can find them all.
So that's considered an accomplishment when you,
sure,
when you find a body.
Sure, somebody's mind is at ease, you know. But it's, you know, it's sad, but you just got to keep on doing it.
The work goes on day and night. Cranes lift twisted pieces of metal to one side, where iron workers slice them up with cutting torches. Then heavy machinery deposits them in dump trucks, which haul them away. The lighter work is done with gloved hands and shovels in a bucket brigade. There's never a shortage of helpers. In fact, there are so many, city officials said on Saturday that they're overwhelmed and politely asked no more volunteers and no more supplies. Instead, please send money. Yesterday afternoon, scores of would-be volunteers were asked to leave the work site. Two disappointed firefighters, John Giannone of Hardyston Township and Joseph Wilfong of Marlborough Township, both in New Jersey, were headed home without ever swinging a shovel.
We're here for brother firefighters more than anything to see if we could do anything.
Are you frustrated because you can't do anything?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we came here because we were led to believe that they needed help. They needed volunteers to come in. Not so much firefighters or EMTs and so on, but you know, we made the trek to come up here, and it's kind of frustrating that we're not able to be used.
Rescuers describe a hellish scene. They've reportedly found a pair of hands bound together on a rooftop. Periodically, workers open a hole in the huge pile of rubble, allowing oxygen in, and flames flare up anew. Several firefighters estimated it would take 6 to 8 weeks to completely douse the smoldering hill of wreckage. Mike Petrone with the New York City Fire Department walks away from another grueling shift. It's unlikely, he says, that they'll pull anyone else out alive.
You know, I hate to say no, but I mean, many days have passed, you know, and he's down there without water, without food, and it just looks worse and worse. I guess we'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, the streets just north of the ruined skyscrapers are starting to come back to life. National Guard troops escorted some residents back into their apartments to grab some belongings yesterday. And electricity blinked back on in a few more blocks. The sidewalks are full of well-wishers cheering the rescuers. A smiling 12-year-old named Gemma Brown pulls out two plates of goodies to passing rescuers.
They're chocolate raisin cookies, and it's really nice to help the people because they've done so much for us.
Other residents are trying with determination to start reassembling their community activities. Bob Townley is executive director of Manhattan Youth, which runs programs in the schools surrounding the disaster site. He says a group of parents gathered for the first time since the tragedy.
We met today. We hugged each other. We planned our soccer league. I opened up one of my youth centers tonight. It'll be small, but we may clean off our community garden a little bit. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna try to do some things.
Visiting Ground Zero for the first time, Townley looks around and observes, usually TV exaggerates reality. There's no way television can exaggerate what has happened to us. John Burnett, NPR News, New York.